tonight at 8 p.m. in Portsmouth, the Imaginaries. We're talking about them earlier, and this is, I believe, a husband and wife team. They've gotten their album out. I think they're from Oklahoma originally, but they get some great music. We've been playing it this morning. They're performing tonight and tomorrow night in Keene, and I think they're joining us. I don't know who's there first, but the Imaginaries. Check them out. I think you're going to be hearing more about them nationally. They got some great stuff. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about you two and how you got going and how it's going for you. And I respect the grind because we've had some major country singer-artists on the show, and I've talked about Luke Bryan and some of the other folks that have come to New Hampshire. Whenever I talk with them offline, I say overnight success, and they laughed. They go, yeah. They laughed. It's a grind, and I respect what you're doing, but you got some really good music.
Thank you. So Maggie and I have been solo artists for almost over 15 years, and we actually met through music. We both had solo careers leading up to 2018, and we got offered a really cool opportunity to be on this thing called the One Mic series that our friend John Cuniberti was doing, and it's a YouTube series where he has a band go in a legendary studio, and he captures the performance with one microphone in the room, and he had two slots, or he wanted us, you know, we both submitted to be a part of this, but he had one slot available. And this was in 2018, and he asked Maggie and I if we could do it together, and that was kind of where the Imaginaries got started.
Yeah, and Shane and I are from Oklahoma, and we moved out to Los Angeles and lived there for about 6 years from 2012 to 2018. And now we're back in Oklahoma, and we are officially on our album release tour. And we have driven up to Milwaukee and back, over to Los Angeles and back, and now here we are on the East Coast.
Tell us, how do you like the Seacoast? You're playing tonight in Portsmouth. Beautiful community. How do you like in New England?
It's absolutely beautiful. We took a little cruise this morning around town, and it's just very breathtaking, and the camera photos don't do it justice.
Yeah, it's amazing. A breath of fresh air, for sure.
So where now, you've been at this a while, and you're traveling around. Where are you at on your production of your songs and your album and best websites and how people can go buy some music from you if they don't go to a show tonight? Tell us, promote yourselves, because that's what you need to do, as you know, and tell us a little bit more about your music.
Sure. Well, our music is Americana, singer-songwriter, really roots rock is what we call it. And it's a nice combination of what Shane and I do separately, plus a new kind of Americana element. But people can find out more about us at our website, imaginariesband.com. And you can find us on social media at imaginariesband. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find our music on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. We have a lot of really cool music videos that we've shot for half of the songs on our album that just came out a few months ago. And we'd love for people to check those out.
Good stuff. Let me ask you just a question here. Maybe there's someone in the audience, and of course we're, you know, nationally on our app, but I mean in the region on our AM and FM network, who plays music. Maybe they've even risen to the point where they're playing weekends at a local restaurant or whatever, and they're paid, and so they're professional, and they're trying to get out there. The typical stuff from movies decades ago was you needed to find a producer, you needed to get a label, you need to get discovered, you need someone to kind of sort of, like an author in the publishing world or an actor, you kind of need to get discovered, and then you need someone to make that leap. And it was a big, huge leap, and it was. And people heard of the famous folks, but they didn't hear about the 8 or 10 people that are out there every day, you know, just doing weekend gigs. And I remember Seth Meyers, late night show host, that he was telling me when he was a comedian, going over to Amsterdam to actually get a gig because he couldn't even get a paid gig to be a comedian. So what you do is hard. How's the model changed today if someone's listening and they want to kind of get their music out there? Has all the online stuff and the social media tools made it harder for you to get the imaginary music out there, the Imaginaries, or do you still want to get picked up by that big record label? In other words, has the model changed?
Wow, yeah, that's a loaded question. It's changed a lot. We started releasing music in the early to mid-2000s, and things have definitely changed a lot even since then. I would say, you know, the most important thing is to keep doing what you do and to create opportunities for yourself, because that's how we've gotten so many opportunities, frankly, is we just keep going. We're brainstorming. We're being creative. It's a very hard business. It really is. And you just know that going in, and you just have to stay positive and stay proactive and keep at it. And, you know, there's not really a formula as much like there used to be. Social media has been great. It's also
flooded with so many people doing the same thing. So there's also the side of it where it can be difficult to rise above all the noise that's out there, you know, and for people to sort of really find you. But
and pay attention.
You know, the reason that this gig is happening tonight is because we have a fan here in Portsmouth that actually ironically downloaded another artist's record, and somehow that artist, his name is Guthrie Trapp out of Nashville, he put one of my songs in this playlist. And so, you know, the internet has been such a great tool for people to find your music. And so I think you just have to be really great at what you do and just keep showing up, like Maggie said, and doors kind of will start opening.
All right. Hey, listen, I wish you the best of luck. I know it's not an easy grind. Portsmouth, the press room tonight. Tickets still available, do you know?
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, you two got great stuff. I've been listening. Corey has been listening. We'll continue to play it here. Good luck. Imaginaries. We appreciate it. Tomorrow night in Keene.
Cheers.
Thank you.